activity.
Hi, I'm Harry Howard, and I'd like to invite you to join me and my psychedelic sidekick, Dr. Gonzo, on a musical exploration here on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio Station 3CR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's Introduced By is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's Introduced By... Harry Howard has been playing with eclectic and influential musicians for over five decades. Inspired by his older brother, Roland S. Howard, Harry first picked up the acoustic guitar he inherited from Roland and attempted to play the theme from Get Smart, a humble beginning that sparked a lifelong journey in music. Harry later joined Roland and Mick Harvey in London, becoming part of the influential post-punk group Crime and the City Solution. Since then, the list of bands and artists Harry has recorded and performed with reads like a who's who of Indian underground music. The Birthday Party, Anita Lane, The Pink Stainless Tail, Lydia Lunch, These Immortal Souls, and The Near Death Experience. Harry seems to be a naturally creative force, effortless and unforced, embodying the idea that trying too hard can be the enemy of true creativity. This artistic spirit appears to run in the family. His son, a successful visual artist, created the cover art for Under the World, the new studio album by Harry Howard with David McClymont. David McClymont is a gifted musician and a founding member of the Scottish band Orange Juice, originally signed to the influential indie label Postcard Records. A prolific artist, David continues to record and release music. He invited Harry to collaborate on the studio only project, Under the World, an album with no plans for accompanying live performances. Harry Howard joins Dr. Gonzo to introduce the tracks from Under the World by Harry Howard with David McClymont on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio 3CR.
I'm Harry Howard, and I'm here to introduce tracks from my LP with David McClymont called Under the World. I met David McClymont in the 1980s in London when I was in a group called Crime and the City Solution. David had been in the band Orange Juice, and I'd been a fan of them before I left Melbourne. And in London, I watched them have a hit record and become a really influential band for the English pop scene. David and I got on well. I'm not sure how he appeared, that's right, in the, you know, amongst the Australian music scene in London, but Orange Juice had originally invited the band The Go-Betweens over to Scotland, and through that connection, I think he seemed to know all the Australian musicians who were over there, and Scottish people are probably more compatible with Australians than English people. They're certainly more characterful, and well, they've got different characters anyway. And David has lived in Melbourne now for years, but we don't often cross paths. David does solo LPs these days, but he said he wanted to send me a piece of music for a possible single. And the project grew up from that point and resulted in the LP Under the World, which we consider an LP. Some might quibble and call it a mini LP, but quality, not quantity, is the game, my son. David and I have enough in common and enough not in common to make this project really fun and productive, and we're still working on a couple of tunes. The mini LP begins with The Underworld, and The Underworld is basically hell. It's in its pre-Christian form, and that's where I went for some time. The underworld in this song also stands for a world turned upside down, nothing making sense how it used to. In everyday life, really remarkable things don't really happen, but with life-changing events, everything seems to take on the mantle of melodrama. You can feel like you're living a soap opera script. If it wasn't so painful, it would be hilarious. I reference Bowie on this one vocally. I did that a couple of times on this LP. I loved it, McClymont's dark rhythm track. He really made it easy for me.
Underworld, under the world, darkest cinders, dark as the sun, losing trust in everything. Everything under the sun.
The second track is called Gone, and it's fairly self-explanatory. I think it was the last one we worked on, and it was like, maybe we can get a song out of this. By this time, I knew for sure that I was writing a breakup album, which is what this album is. So I pretty much spelt that out and tried to allude to some of the severity and weirdness of having a companion of 20 years suddenly disappear.
Bye.
just the sky, if she was just the sea, and she sleeps invisibly now beneath the soles of my feet. My love has gone, she has become the night. There is darkness all around me, it has come to remind me. She has come to remind me that she has gone.
Next up is Six Pints, and this is the first piece of music David sent, and in a way it was the most challenging stylistically because it's a kind of absurdist funk track, which I'm not used to dealing with. I ended up putting down a track of completely improvised fuzz guitar scribbling, which David craftily mixed in and out. Music is very strange sometimes, how things can randomly align and melodies can glue themselves to words. I wrote the lyrics without really thinking about them and only later realised that they were largely about a rival, someone who I'd once been friendly with, and the pints were a strange metaphor for our respective resources. He got six and I got 66.
In the face, boy, that'll be my love and kiss. Six pints, got six pints, I got my 66 pints. Six pints, okay, six pints. Keep the arithmetic right. White tears, love will save you from your fears. White dots, black dots, but love could kill your heart. Don't get down on the freak show, you'll never murder anything like this. I'll whack you on the chin. Six pints, that's all, six pints. You keep the numbers, alright. Grey tears, blue tears, save them up for years and years. Blue tears, grey tears, then tear them up in strips.
Six pints.
Bit is the third track on this album. There were fairly up-tempo songs before it, and it really twists the atmosphere into a strange and unique place. David's track is very quirky and dark, and it drew out a peculiar lyric, which is a bit hard to explain. Perhaps the phrase "spit in your eye" sounds a bit nasty, but I used it to express resentment. But it's meant to come across as, is that spit in your eyes or tears in your eyes? Breakups are, of course, upsetting for everyone, and I wanted to acknowledge that too. Great mix by David here.
There's a place I can't go in my heart. Spit in your eye. Spit in your eye. Spit in your eye. What drove us together, dragged us apart. Spit in your eye. Spit in your eye. Spit in your eye. Are you alright? Are the words we wore out? Is that spit in your eye? Spit in your eye. Is that spit in your eye? The golden shine. I spit in your eyes. I spit in your eyes. Is that spit in your eyes?
Hi, I'm Harry Howard, and you're listening to And This One's Introduced By, where the artist introduces tracks from their album here on 3CR. I'm Harry Howard, and I'm here to introduce tracks from my LP with David McClymont called Under the World. Treachery and Murder. David urged me to call the track Treachery and Murder. This has a really nice rubbery groove of David's with some strange wailings he found pasted over the top. It became a bit of a picaresque storytelling romp regarding some of the madness involved during a split, etc. And despite lines like, "You wore a childish smile when you slit my throat," it remains good-humoured. And P.S. I'm friends with my ex and she has the record.
Childish smile when you slit my throat. You said I wasn't any fun. I couldn't take a joke. Treachery and murder. I cried until I was blue. But I beat
I Wasn't There is the next track. I remember struggling with this one because it sounded like a soul number when I first got it, and I felt a bit trapped and uncomfortable in that genre. I suppose it deals with feeling as if everything I'd lived suddenly meant nothing, as if there was never any feeling or care there. David changed the instrumentation and the arrangement, and the song became its own thing, not a soul song, but maybe the ghost of a soul song. I remember thinking during that, what would Anita Lane do here? Because it needed a touch more innocence to hit the right mark. Anita is a brilliant artist and vocalist, and not many people can show vulnerability with such open ease. A shining example to us all, that was Anita Lane.
Just say I wasn't her. Just say I didn't care. Just say I wasn't there. Just say I was never there. I wasn't there through the countless nights. I wasn't there through all those fights. I wasn't there in the morning light. I was never there. That wasn't me in your rightful sights. Caught in the glare of your blinding searchlights. The teeth of your trap were clamped tight. just say I wasn't there. Just say I didn't care. Just say that I wasn't there. Just say I was never there. It wasn't me through all those days, never sharing your particular ways. That wasn't me who was under your gaze. I know, because I wasn't there. Just say I wasn't there. Just say I didn't care. Just say I wasn't there. Just say I was never there. I wasn't there for your unfortunate luck. I wasn't there, I never gave a fuck. I didn't care when you came unstuck. No, 'cause I was never there.
This was a reworking of a song I did with David 10 years ago. David wrote a piece of music for each letter of the alphabet, and he assigned people a letter to write a lyric and sing to, and mine was L or M, I can't remember. We totally reworked it this time. There's so many guitars on here. I did two fuzz guitars, one that's like a bass line, and David did the basic rhythm guitar plus the main soaring lead guitar. I extended the idea behind the words, which are pretty self-explanatory. It took a surprising amount of work, but it was worth it. God loves a mystery. That's all she wrote. She's a puff of smoke. The mystery that was taking up my time, suddenly they took it all away. Now it's plain to see, they washed it all from me. It all goes very wrong. The blackbird sings a mournful song. I may not be here when it gets to tomorrow, but that's a mystery that I guess I'll follow. God loves a mystery. She kills me, she thrills me. Looking closer, you will see. Love's just another murder mystery, and in it all, the darkest joke. There's nothing quite as cruel. Love's mystery. God loves a mystery. So Long. So Long, everybody. So Long's the last song. I was well aware that lyrically I was writing a breakup LP by the time David sent me the music to So Long. And so I was open to the idea of letting the mood of the music bring out what needed to be said. But this one was really tough because it was immediately a sad and beautiful song. So it required a sad, beautiful lyric, I suppose. The simplicity had a kind of honesty about it, so I tried to write honestly and simply to be positive and accepting, or at least not in any way negative. But of course, it was very sad no matter what I did. It was hard to sing because I had to go for real notes and to stop my voice quavering with emotion and all that. I think I may have referenced some Frank Sinatra equally with Jonathan Richmond. I've never crooned before and I may never croon again. You've been listening to Under the World, the latest fantastic LP by Harry Howard and David McClymont. And we don't play live, it was a studio project, but you can find this album on Bandcamp if you look up Harry Howard Presents, or you could try finding David McClymont's page and you can easily purchase it there. There is a CD and digital downloads. Hope you like the album. Bye.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.
Hi, I'm Harry Howard. Please support Community Radio 3CR. Get involved and find out more on the website at 3cr.org.au.
Dr. Gonzo would like to thank Harry Howard for the fascinating introductions to the songs on the album Under the World by Harry Howard and David McClymont. It's time for more music if you'd like to continue listening. Harry Howard joined his brother Roland, Simon Bonney, Nick Harvey, Bronwyn Adams and Epic Soundtracks to record the second album, Room of Lights, released in 1986 by These Immortal Souls and produced by Tony Cohen. One of the songs from the album, Six Bells Chime, was selected by filmmaker Wim Wenders for the film Wings of Desire.
Yes.
Thank you.
After Six Bells Chime by Crime and the City Solution, we heard Blood and Sand, She Said, by These Immortal Souls from their album Get Lost, Don't Lie, released in 1987. Then we heard No Future by Atom, Harry Howard, Edwina Preston and Ben Hepworth. And lastly, Mud in Your Eye from the second album by Orange Juice, Rip It Up, with David McClymont on backing vocals, synthesizer and bass. I'd like to thank you for making the effort to tune in. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be back with another dose of And This One's Introduced By next week here on Community Radio 3CR. Here's a great version of a song originally released by Sister Sledge in 1979. The song was covered by Marky Smith in the Fall in 1993 on their album The Infotainment Scan. This is Lost in Music by Anita Lane from the album Dirty Pearl that featured a great bunch of backing musicians, including Nick Cave on organ, released in 1995. Bye for now.
I feel so alive. I quit.